Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We just want to lift you up and glorify you, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else, Lord, that is like you in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we want to exalt you, Lord. We want to exalt you for just who you are. We want to exalt you on today, Father God, as being the sole source and the very essence of our being, God. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship on tonight, God, because you are worthy of it, God. It may be some circumstances or some challenges going on, God, but we dare not allow anything to be exalted higher than you, God, because we know that you are able to fix the unfixable. We know that you are able to change the unchangeable. So we're going to exalt you right now, God. We're going to cast all our cares at your feet, because we know that you care for us. We're going to give you all this stuff, Father God, that we've been toting around. We're going to give you all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we've been carrying. Even from way back when. Even from our childhood. Even from experiences in relationships. Even from experiences in the Yokoshana, in friendships. That person that we trusted. That person that we thought, oh God, had our back. We're going to empty all this stuff down and be okosana and it okosana. Oh God, every hurt, every pain, all the stuff, Lord, we emptied it in okosana because we want to break forward in you, God. So we got to break out of that bondage. We are breaking out tonight, Lord, because we know, God, that you want us to be free. So we're giving it to you right now, God. Oh God, we loosen it right now, God. Oh, God. We loosen it right now, God. We will not continue to drag these ball and chains. We will not continue to hold on to this stuff. But we're releasing it right now, God. I don't want to carry it no more. I don't want to hold on to it anymore. I don't want it to be in my heart that I will be having your koshana. I don't even want to remember it anymore, God. Because if you can throw away our sins and forgive us in your koshana, I want to throw it away. I want to throw it away tonight, God. I want to be a kashana. I want to be free from that bondage. That person that come up against us, I want to be free from that bondage, God. I want to forgive them. That person that lied on us, I want to be free from that bondage. I want to forgive them. That person, Father God, that don't even know what they're doing and they're doing it. I want to forgive them and be free from it, God. Oh, Lord, because you said that we have to forgive. If you want us to forgive, of course, if we want you to forgive us. So help us, God, because sometimes it becomes a struggle. Sometimes we can't get past it. So help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to simply be free. Everybody, oh Baba, shut it, okosana. We land it at your feet right now. Lift it up so heavy up off our hearts. Take it off our minds so it won't be a strain on our brain. Remove it on tonight, God. Remove it on tonight, God. Because we know you're going to straighten it out. Dispatch your angels on our behalf, God. Let them stand, God. Let them take watch. Let your truth be revealed, God. Reveal your truth, God, that we may be able to understand it. Let us not put our trust in man. Let us not put our trust in woman, in jobs, in a bank account. But we put our trust in you, Father God. Because it shot now. You call my mind in it see. You forewarned us about putting our trust in folk. Help us on today, Father God. Even if we slip and do it, help us not to be so disappointed. disappointed that we're going to a place of unforgiveness. Oh, God, help us on today. Remove all that stuff out of our hearts, God. That we are my mind in the local sadna. Help us on today, God. That we may be able to be pleasing in your sight. Help us on today, God. That we may be able to love one another out of appearance and sincere heart. Help us on today, God. That we may have compassion and piety for one another. Help us on today, God, to continue to help one another. Help us on today, God, to continue to hope for one another. Help us, Lord, because we don't want to continue, Father God, the Oko Shaman and Oko Sea. We don't want to continue going the way we're going, but we want to go up the right road. We choosing that narrow path in you. We don't want to go through the wide way. We don't want to be thieves and robbers. Oh, God. But we want to do it the right way. So I'm asking you to impute your righteousness in our Yoko Sana. I'm asking you to remove the hardness of the heart. I'm asking you to remove the stiffness of the neck. I'm asking you to sever the pride of life. I'm asking you to sever that silver tongue. I'm asking you to help us, God. Help us on today, God, that we may release all this stuff to you. We don't want to keep holding on to it. We don't want to keep carrying it. And even though our cross may be heavy, God, we asking you for some help. You let somebody help Jesus. So we asking you for some help. Because we know that you can help us. We looking unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Help us on today, Father God, to lift up a standard for you, even in the midst of the chaos, even in the midst of the mess. Help us, God. Help us on tonight. Release us from that stuff, God, that's holding us ready against that Yokoshana. We don't want to be entangled in the web, but we want to be free. We want to be free. Free your people tonight, Lord. Oh God, free your people tonight, God, that we will not continue, Father God, to practice the same things, that we will not continue, Father God, to do the same things. Oh God, help us on today. Help us right now, God. Help us right now, God, and open up our understanding that we won't lean to our own understanding, because leaning to our own understanding will cause us, Father God, to go into a place of being desperately wicked. Help us on today, God, not to lean to our own understanding that causes us to go into a place of being evil. Help us on today, Father God, not to yoko shaknet and yoko sia. I bind up that spirit of heresy. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And that spirit of sedition, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Any and everything, Oko Shanda, that I can see. That sequel in it, Oko Shanda. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hey, no, no, my, no, no, Oko Shanda. Hi, Yabaha Shanda, that Oko Shanda. Oh, God. Ready, Oko Shanda, that I can see. Let your Neoko Shanda, let Neoko Shanda de la Casia. Oh God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Tico, my man, de la loco Shanda de la Casia. To throw all these things at your feet. Help us to throw all these things at your feet, God. Help us to get rid of all this stuff, God. Help us, Father God, to walk in the authority that you've given us, Lord. That we will not be deceived by what we see or what we hear. Help us, Lord. He called it, not to deny the power that's in us. Oh, God, but let us rise up in your God. Let us rise up in your Lord. Raise up your Koshanda de la Casia. Raise up the color in your Koshanda. Raise up the color in your Koshanda. Raise up the color in your Koshanda. Oh God, he called it in your Koshanda. Ate your Koshanda de la Casia. Oh God, Eddie, your Papa has shunned your Koshanda. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hold me, me, of course, shed in my mind, and I'll go see you. Oh God, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, hear me, Uncle Shanda. I love you all today, God. I love you, Lord, because you loved us so much. You gave us your son that we may be able to get past this stuff. Oh, mama, nere loko shan, nere laka si, ayere loko si. Oh, God, that's what you did. You came that we may be free. Let us embrace your freedom, Lord. Let us embrace your freedom, Jesus. Let us not keep holding on to the stuff that put us in a place of misery or depression or sadness. Help your people today, Father God, to raise up out of that cocoon of darkness, Lord. Oh, God. I'm standing in the gap for your people. I'm standing in the gap for your people, God, the ones who are the Oko Shandin and Oko Sea. I'm standing in the gap for your people, God, even in spite of a beautiful sea. I'm standing in the gap for your people, God. Oh, God, I'm standing in the gap. I'm standing here, God, and I'm making my petition known concerning your people, God. Woo! Oh, God, right now, your glory in this place, Lord. Let your glory train be in here. Take habitation in here. Rest in here. Let this be your place of dwelling. Oh, God. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, Lord. Oh, we welcome you, Lord. Oh, God, and we thank you in advance for the freedom. We thank you in advance for the freedom. We thank you in advance for the freedom, God. He called it in my mind. Oh, let your ear go see how they look up. Oh, Oh, God, help your people to even discern their own air. Jesus, help us all, God. Help us, Father God. Give us that keen discernment that we may be able to see the devices of the enemy and then resist them. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, my mother, look who's shining. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the direction. Thank you for the hope. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the resolution. Oh, God, give your people a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness, Father God, that we will not continue, Father God, to do the opposite of what your words say. I'm asking you to help us to understand your word. And all I get an understanding. Open up the revelation of your word, God, that we will not pervert it and apply it to our lives to justify our own foolishness, hidden sins, those hidden sins, what you think they're hidden anyway. Thank you, Jesus, for the persuasion of your glory in my life. Thank you, God. Lord, I ask you to answer these prayers, God. Consider them. In your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. So the first thing that we're going to do, the Lord already had me doing it. He already had me doing it. When I first came in, he started opening up some things to me, y'all. Oh my gosh. God is so gracious towards us that he want to make sure that we get it right. I want you guys to really listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight, that you may be able to understand how cunning, subtle, and how the enemy, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, he's my enemy. He's enmity against the word of God. And if at any time in your life, my life, I'm talking to all of us, that we do the opposite of what that Bible say and still try to put it on God said or God did it, don't you know that's using God's name in vain? We ain't got no fear of God. We go into a few books on tonight because he opened up the revelation of some things to me tonight concerning these scriptures. And if you read the scriptures, for real, if you really search that book, it's saying the same thing over and over again. What that mean? He want us to get it. He want us to get it. But we so prideful and think we know it all, or we think we got it, or we think that we there because we've been in ministry for so long, or I know God, I ain't counting on. Guess what? If you did, he wouldn't say the things that he say. See, he knew we was messed up. God knew we was messed up when he first rescued the people and the folk from Egypt. That's why he gave us the Ten Commandments. So we're going to start there. We're going all the way back. Exodus. He knew we was messed up, y'all. doing any and everything that we wanted to do. How we wanted to do it, when we wanted to do it. And we did not even know we was wrong. Y'all getting that? We did not even know that we were sinning. We did not even know that we was doing these things until he told us. And then when he told us, we came into the knowledge of it. He still wanted us to understand that because these practices has been practiced for so long, it ain't gonna be easy for us to just stop or get rid of it, because it's embedded where? In our hearts. I'm gonna prove it. I'm gonna prove it. I'm gonna go to Exodus. And starting here, I'm gonna wind up all the way in the New Testament. Because the Bible declares that the Old Testament was a schoolmaster for us to teach us some things. But we couldn't get it and we didn't understand it. So Jesus came to fulfill and reiterate the exact things that God wanted us to get from the very beginning. Okay. Exodus chapter 20. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'm going to go through a few of them so that you may be able to understand. These are the commandments. Pay attention to what I say. Please. Chapter 20, Exodus, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. So I can't shoot you. I can't plunge you in your head. I can't put a knife in you. I can't kill your character. I cannot kill anything that's concerning you. I cannot kill you with words that come out of my mouth. I don't pose to kill you, even by trying to make other people kill you. I can't kill you. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. So in him saying that, he's saying that in every area, God was not a God that just said that. God was a God of versatility, because if he didn't, we'll all be the same color and we'll all look the same. There wouldn't be different flowers or different animals or different fish. Now, God is a versatile God. Why you say that, Pastor? Because he said he ain't got no respect to nobody. He say he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Listen. Thou should not commit adultery. It's not just talking about a marriage. It's talking about with him. It's talking about with him. You cannot, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. You cannot just be on his side on Sunday and then on Monday you dropping it like it's hot to somebody else. Sunday you dropping it like it's hot, and then Monday you dropping it hot. And I ain't just talking about sex, y'all. I'm talking about our loyalties and commitments to stuff and folk and peoples. Thou should not bear false witness against one another. So I'm supposed to lie on you. I don't supposed to tell no lies on you to nobody else. This is what the Bible say. See, he knew this stuff was in the inside of us. That's why he said, don't do it. Pay attention. Y'all ain't getting it yet. Because I ain't got to the nitty gritty. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you do what? Okay. Y'all got all that part, right? Y'all got all that part? Let's go to the book of Psalms. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 51. See, because of the teachings in the book of Exodus, and the Bible says that we are supposed to teach our children's children, children from one generation to the all from generation to generation, they're supposed to know about God. So David knew something about God when he wrote this song. I want y'all to study Psalm 51, please. But I'm just going to read one verse tonight. Psalms 51 and 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So, I was shapen in iniquity. What do we mean like that? I was taught to do it. I saw it being done and I thought it was okay because it felt good, looked good, and seemed good. So I made it good to me. I was shaping in it. I was conceived in sin. Pay attention. Listen. Behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. See, we were already taught it. Why do you think that Jesus chose a virgin to instill the spirit, which is Jesus, inside of her? The Bible said he knew no sin and no guile came out of his mouth. Everything that he had inside of him, he received it from. But he was sent down here that he may go through life and see and watch. Because it was so hard for us to get it together, to see and watch, to help us to get it right. Let me prove it. Now, he gave us the commandments and we do it. Remember that Exodus first. Now, we're going to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17 and 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, meaning the depths of it. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So, he already know that we deceitful above anything in this world. Did y'all hear me? It say above all things, above anything in this world. And we are desperate to get revenge. We are desperate to kill one another. We are desperate to lie about one another. We are desperate to have somebody else's stuff that we can't have. We are desperate to do these things. But we believe that we know not to do it. And we're not doing it. So, why is it so easy for us to do it? If we are born again. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I ain't got that. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Desperately. Now let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to St. John chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Let's go back to Exodus. The thief cometh not but for to steal. Thou shalt. Steal, kill, and destroy. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Why? Because you have allowed yourself to be deceitfully and desperately wicked. He warned us from the beginning what was inside of us. Now mind you, how did he tell us that it was inside of us? He telling us what's inside of us, and then he telling us this right here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. All that ever have came before me is thieves and robbers. Now you tell me he was talking about Satan, or was he talking about folk and people? Come on, somebody. I'm telling y'all the revelation that he gave me. Many, many years. Many, many years. I took this scripture literally. We even put our own word in here. The devil comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But he didn't say that. He said the thief. Why do you think he told us, do not kill, do not steal, and do not bear false witness against one another? All that ever came before me, said Jesus, was thieves and robber. And then he went to the next scripture and said, the thief comes. He talking about us. We be trying to steal one another's joy. We be trying to kill one another's character. We be bearing false witness about one another. We go through our own motions because of our emotions, and then our notions went wild with us because of the deceit that's inside of our hearts that we do not want to admit. I'm going to prove it. Let's go back to Let's go back. I'm here to prove it. of it approved. Psalms 51. Listen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge, what? Acknowledge. Why do you think he said confess? See, I'm just saying. I'm trying to help us. I'm trying to help us. We take this Bible and we say what we want to say. Acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Why? Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He said it in Psalms way before he got to Jeremiah. Wait a minute. He said it in Exodus before he even got to Psalm. I'm just saying. That's why he told us, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Stop trying to make it seem. Baby, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm telling y'all the revelation he gave me today. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man, you get it? He wasn't talking about Satan. He wasn't talking about no devil. He was talking about us. Because he made it clear, if any man or woman, in other words, any human being, any human, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So you will be saved from that lie that you've been living, thinking and believing that you got to kill, steal, and destroy somebody else because you ain't getting what you want. Now let's go all the way back. Let's talk about what happened in heaven. It's just like Lucifer, Satan, the devil. He didn't get what he want. Things ain't work out the way that he wanted them to work out. And what he do? He got mad. The Bible declared that he convinced a third of the angels to follow him in his foolishness. Why? He forfeited his stuff. He walked away from it because he did not want to submit under the mighty hand of God. You cannot be a servant of God. You cannot be anything that you think that you are in God, and you do not submit yourself under the mighty hand of him and become a servant. You're a thief and a robber. That's who you are. He said it from the beginning. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness. The thief come but to kill, steal, and destroy. So what you trying to destroy somebody? You trying to pull down what God blessed? You trying to convict? You a thief. You a robber. And you are deceitful. And you desperately wicked. That's what you are. That's what you are. That's what you are. The Bible says so. The thief is not Satan. The thief is not the devil. It is us, the human beings. Read this book. The devil comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why the Bible declares that we don't supposed to add or take away nothing. How in the world? Oh, I understand the scriptures. Oh, I got it. I know that. Do you get the revelation now? Baby, I yearn for the revelation because I don't want to err, neither cause nobody else to err. And I want to speak and preach and teach the truth that you will be saved. How about that? How about that? It may be tight, but it's right. It's in the book. I'm not making this stuff up. He said it. Listen to this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. Is he talking about the humans? He said the only things that ever came before him are thieves and robbers. He ain't talking about Satan in these scriptures, y'all. Not this early in it. Listen. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might. He didn't say you was. He says a possibility. That you might have a possibility. It may be possible that you enter into life. And that they might, what? It may be possible that you have an overflow of it. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. Now he talking about the devil. I'm going to say this again. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf, talking about devil, catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Who's the hireling? Is these pastors, the prophets, the evangelists. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which is not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it. Again, that's the resurrection. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Listen to this part. There was a division, therefore, again amongst the Jews for these things. And many of them said, he have a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others say, these are not the words of him that have a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? That's why he say, try the spirits by the spirits. How you going to call somebody a warlock or a witch or a devil or Beelzebub there, and they doing the works of the Lord? Listen. Others said, these are not the words of him that have a devil. Can the devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Did y'all hear that? I keep telling y'all, what kind of nation are we? If I don't see it, I can't believe it. But what is faith? Faith is the substance of things what? Not seen. What more do we got to do to prove to y'all what he did thousands of years ago allowed us to be in existence today? I, Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. I just said that, didn't I? That. But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. What did he say? Take up your cross and follow me. That. And then there's another scripture that say that he was talking to his disciple, one of his disciples, and he was telling him about his future and everything that was going to happen. And then that other disciple got so distracted until he looked at somebody else. The Bible says that the one that he was looking at was already following him. And then he said, well, what about him? He said, why are you worrying about him? I'm telling you, follow me. Stop worrying about everybody else. They got their own cross. You got yours too. You can't bear their cross and they sure can't bear yours. You follow me. They already following me. Why don't you follow me too? You. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I'm going to say this again. You cannot curse what God blessed. God handpicked his chosen ones. He say many are called, but few are chosen, because he know who gonna stick it out and who ain't. He know what he put down inside of each and every last one of us individual for his use, while you thinking it's for yours. Are y'all following me? I'm just saying. I want y'all to study these scriptures. I want y'all to study these chapters. That's why I told y'all to get a Bible that you can understand this stuff. When you going to, don't ask God just to give you the understanding. Ask him to give you the revelation, because I can't make this stuff up. And I always prove it. I'm not perverting his word. I'm not taking it and applying it to my life, because I tell about all my little mess and my foolishness. I acknowledge my sin, because I want him to help me. That I won't err and cause somebody else to err. But if by chance I do, I am not too prideful, too shameful not to admit it. And I need some help. And I'm just talking about me. People gonna talk about you. They're gonna try to defame you. They're gonna try to steal, kill, and destroy any and everything that you do, or any and everything that God is making you to be. People are going to do it. He had me praying tonight that we have a heart of forgiveness and absolutions, even in spite of it. And so he got the, when I say so many people flash by my face, he said, get you some yellow sheets of paper and red pens, because you emptying it out tonight too. So I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens.